All right, let's dive in. We're tackling thrillfishing.com today, a site that claims to have over 100 years of combined fishing experience. Sounds like the perfect place to find some tips and tricks, maybe even uncover some secrets to really up our fishing game.
100 years. Yeah, that's a lot of time on the water. I'm curious to see what they've got.
Me too. So the site's tagline is the line tugs, the rod bends, the drag screams. That's thrill fishing.
Definitely sets the tone, doesn't it? They're not messing around.
Nope. Definitely not. So where should we even start with a website this big?
Well, they've got this section called Our Latest Articles. Looks like it's a mix of, you know, trending topics and new techniques.
Okay, so like what? Give me an example.
Well, one that caught my eye was catching tautog blackfish with the innovative jig rig.
Jig rig. Now that's something I haven't heard of.
Yeah, it's a pretty specialized setup for bottom feeders like tautog. Seems like it's especially effective in rocky areas.
Interesting. So it's not just the latest fads. They're diving into some really specific stuff here.
Oh, definitely. And it's not just about gear. They've got articles on fish behavior too. Like one on understanding fish behavior during tidal changes.
Ah, the age-old question.
Yeah.
Do fish bite more at high tide?
Well, it's more nuanced than that. This article goes into why tides influence feeding patterns, so you can actually predict when the bite will be best.
Now that's the kind of intel I'm talking about. I see another article here, catch trophy trout on bass lures.
Yeah, that one's interesting.
What's the deal with that? Using bass lures for trout?
Well, from what I gather, they're suggesting using bass lures in deeper, cooler waters where you wouldn't typically use traditional trout lures.
Hmm. So think outside the box a little.
Exactly. Adapting your techniques.
Okay. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far, but I know there's more to this site. What's this knowledge grid all about?
Now that's where it gets really interesting. Think of it like a massive library, but for fishing knowledge, you know, organized by category. So say you want to learn how to build your own fishing rod from scratch.
Wait, you can do that?
Yeah. They have an article on building a DIY rod wrapping jig.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What else is in this knowledge library?
Pretty much anything you can think of. Ever wondered how to tell how old a fish is?
Can you even do that?
Apparently so. They have a whole guide on it. Yeah. And then they have this series called Thrill Fishing Toolbox.
What's that all about?
Gear recommendations, rods, reels, lines, lures, the whole nine yards.
Gotcha.
Oh, and get this. There's an article on scuba diving for the best fishing spots.
Scuba diving for fishing spots. That's next level.
Right. It really shows you the range this site covers.
Yeah, definitely not your average fishing website.
Yeah.
So for someone who might be feeling a little overwhelmed, how do you suggest approaching the knowledge grid? Where do you even start with all this information?
Well, I'd say, start with your goals. What are you hoping to, get better at?
Right. So like, are you having trouble with casting? Or maybe you want to try fly fishing for the first time. Or you're looking to land a specific kind of fish, like a muskie or something.
Yeah, exactly. Figure out what you want to learn and then use the search function.
Okay. Makes sense.
So let's say you're having trouble catching bass, right? You're fishing your local lake and you just can't seem to get them to bite.
You've been there.
So you just type in like bass fishing tips and see what pops up.
Gotcha. And I'm guessing they have articles for more general stuff too, like if you're brand new to fishing.
Oh yeah, for sure. They have tons of stuff for beginners. Everything from like how to pick out the right gear to understanding basic techniques. And remember that Thrill Fishing Toolbox series I mentioned?
Yeah, the one with all the gear recommendations.
Yeah, that seems like a good place to start if you're just starting out.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like there really is something here for everyone, whether you're a pro or a total newbie. But with so much information, it can be easy to just like skim through it and not really absorb anything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can our listeners, how can they really make sure they're getting the most out of thrillfishing.com? What do you recommend?
Well, don't just read passively.
Okay.
Like, actually take notes, highlight the important stuff, and then think about, okay, how can I actually use this information when I'm out on the water?
So it's about active learning, not just entertainment.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to, get out there and try new things, experiment with different techniques, a different type of lure, maybe try fishing in a new spot. The more you experiment, the more you'll learn.
Makes sense. It's one thing to read about it, but it's another to actually put it into practice.
Right. And remember, fishing is, it's a journey. It's not about, just catching the biggest fish or anything.
It's about the experience.
Exactly. It's about learning and improving and enjoying the process.
Yeah, I love that. So it sounds like thrillfishing.com can be a really valuable tool for anyone on that journey. Okay, so we've talked about the huge variety of topics they cover and how to, actually use the SOAT effectively. But let's bring it back to the excitement for a second. What really stood out to you, like, as you're poking around the site?
You know, I gotta say, I was really impressed with how they managed to, make all this technical stuff exciting.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just a boring textbook or anything.
Definitely not. It feels more like, you're hanging out with a group of experienced anglers and they're sharing their knowledge and their stories with you.
Yeah, it's got that kind of like campfire vibe to it.
Right.
It's cool. So for our listener who's, maybe thinking about checking out thrillfishing.com after hearing all this, what would you say to them?
I'd say go for it and dive in head first
Yeah.
and don't be afraid to, explore different parts of the site, even if they don't seem like immediately relevant to you.
Yeah, you never know what you might find.
Exactly. And don't get discouraged if you don't, see results right away.
Right. Fishing takes time.
Yeah, it's all about practice and patience. Think of thrillfishing.com as a tool, It's there to help you learn and grow as an angler.
Like having a personal fishing guide in your pocket.
Exactly. Use the site to, learn, experiment, and keep that passion for fishing alive.
I think that's a great note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground today talking about all the cool stuff thrillfishing.com has to offer.
We have, and it's clear they're really passionate about helping people, get the most out of their fishing trips.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, if you're looking to level up your fishing game, definitely check out thrillfishing.com. You might just find that one little tip or trick that helps you land the fish of a lifetime.
And even if you don't, you'll definitely learn something new along the way.
That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive. Until next time, tight lines, everyone.